If you are not touched by life, you are a dying life, you are not a living life. It may happen to you after some time, but it's happening, you're in progression. Because what you call as life, even in the physical level, the number of cells you have is more than the number of stars in the Milky Way. Every second, 10 million cells are dying and 10 million new cells are born in your body. Leave the old guys. If you just take charge of this new 10 million cells every second that's coming up in your body, if you structure them properly, create them properly, if you have some say in how they will happen, if you have some influence as to how these fresh cells are born, your heart should be fixed, your brain should be fixed, everything should be fixed, because that is the level of opportunity you have to rejuvenate your life second to second. But because you're totally oblivious to life, when I say oblivious to life, I want you to look at this. Right now, you cannot even call yourself as a living being, because most of the time, what is happening with you is just thought and emotion. Thought and emotion is just psychological drama. It has no existential relevance. Here, 1,000 people can sit here and live in 1,000 different worlds right now. That means nobody is in reality. Nobody is living. Everybody is thinking about life. Psychological space, what happens, has unfortunately overtaken the existential process of life. You do not experience life. You're only thinking and reacting to situations around you. Thought and emotion is dominating everything. So right now, today morning, sun came up on time. You don't think much about that. Okay, so what? Now you need to understand, if sun does not come up tomorrow morning, within 18 hours, all life on this planet will largely cease as we know it. So I'm telling you, sun came up on time today morning. None of the planets in this solar system collided today. In the whole universe, no accidents. In this endless cosmos, no accidents, everything going right. But you have one nasty little thought crawling in your head and it's a bad day. I'm saying you completely lost perspective with life. You lost perspective as to who you are. It's a kind of madness. So once you lose perspective as to who you are, and what is your space and status in this existence, you are a sickness by nature. It's not the doctor has to diagnose you. It's already on. One day it will manifest to a point where his instruments or his touch will tell him, but it's already on. The process is on. When it goes beyond a point, he'll give a prescription or a surgery. But the process is on, you're working hard towards it.